Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Advocates. We love them because they love us. Let's get real though. Not all advocates are the same. So here are two kinds of advocates we all have, but need to be sure who is in what category. First up, there are the door openers, usually found in audiences from our speeches or our networking. Big fans, so it's easy to assume that they will go to bat for us. And they will, but only so far. These folks are great at introductions, but often don't have the political pull to close the deal. Two driving factors here are how well they know you and what they volunteer to do. Example, let's say they're willing to introduce you and they rave about you, but then back off. That means they're a door opener. If they are willing to pass your name along to Mr. or Ms. Big Cheese, but then don't have any updates, that's a clue too. Do not expect door openers to go any further. Now, our best heads up is when we are dealing with a door opener, is when we talk about process. If they say something like, well, I've got a meeting and I'll try to bring you up then, well, that's pretty soft. They're willing to broach the idea, but that's it. Next up, you have the closers. These are the folks you have worked with, have hired you for their division, and they are willing to push for you for bigger projects. They know enough about your work that they are comfortable speaking directly about your impact. And they have the political capital to influence the decision. Now, how can you tell you have a closer? Check out their informal position in the organization. Are they a top performer being groomed for bigger initiatives? A rising rock star that everyone loves? If so, they have more power than their position implies. Again, listen to the language. If they can talk strategy and logistics with more specifics, chances are they're in the room when the decisions are made. The key here is clarity. Too many of us get excited about the rave reviews and make assumption that everyone's a closer. They are not, and it's awkward when our expectations clash with what our advocates can realistically do. All advocates have value. When we know the difference between these two, our approach will be way more effective. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.